For the last few weeks, I've been talking about these stimulus checks, letting you know that your checks are on the way. Small business help should be on the way, but we still need to help these small businesses. On the phone with us is the owner of Denim Lounge in Roscoe Village. It is David Shellis. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, Pete. How are you?
Love your posts on Instagram, and I'm so glad that you sent the information out. By the way, I saw the Denim Lounge face masks the other day. Are those still available?
We do. We still have a whole bunch. We're out of the male versions right now, but we do have a whole bunch of female versions.
What is the difference between the male and female version?
I don't think you're going to wear a paisley or a pink cloth mask.
You know what? I may do that. Pink is a very good color for me. You know, we've been talking to small businesses throughout this pandemic, man. It's taken a toll on you guys. How are you surviving? Is it just online?
Unfortunately, we're one of those small businesses that does not have a shopping cart online. So we put our thinking cap on, and we're doing Facebook Live. We're doing Instagram Live. A lot of FaceTiming with our customers, just trying to stay in front of all of our local customers here in Chicago.
Boy, it's got to be tough because we don't know the end game. And guys like you, it's like, oh my gosh, when are we going to be able to open the doors again?
Yeah, we've been doing this for 24 years in Chicago. We run two denim stores right now, one in Roscoe Village mm-hmm. and another one on Southport. And it's tough. I mean, it's to go, and it's just like a sudden drop-off, too. It's going from a typical week to next to nothing. It's a big shock to our system.
Tell people about Denim Lounge, what it is, what you guys are all about.
We are one of the remaining few retailers in the city that specialize in premium denim. So we carry denim in our stores that range in price from $60 up to about $250. And we're denim fitters. So we like people to come in, and we put you in a dressing room, and we'll fit you with a great pair of jeans.
Because guys look like, when they walk around in jeans, like they're wearing a diaper because they just hang off their butt.
Right. It takes a good stretchy pair of jeans, and I know a lot of people are not wearing denim right now, but when we come back, I'm sure denim will be in the forefront of everybody's minds once again, hopefully.
I'm wearing denim right now. How come people aren't wearing denim? Are they wearing sweatpants because no one's showering on a regular basis? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, well, exactly. People don't realize how comfortable and how stretchy denim is these days. I mean, there's a lot of great stretch, and even some pairs we have in the store feel like sweatpants.
Well, we have a rule in our house. You have to wear pants every single day, be it in the morning, midday, at night, just to keep your waist size, okay?
Just there to make, you go.
Because
keep,
you're wearing...
keep you out of the fridge.
But, you know, nowadays, there's spandex in jeans, aren't there?
Well, it's just, in my store, it's very unusual for jeans not to have it, and that's men and women. We don't sell anything really that's 100% like true hard, stiff denim. Mm-hmm. All of our customers really love the stretch.
You turned me on to a pair of jeans, and they're called AG, as in the letter AG, and they have spandex in them, and it's like 90% or 95% cotton and 5% spandex.
Yeah, well, actually, right? most jeans now are like 70% cotton, 30% stretch.
Oh, wow.
So, Pete, you got to come in and get a new pair.
I mean, they're so comfortable nowadays, and you're right, they do stretch like sweatpants. They do.
Right. I mean, once you get a pair of stretchy jeans, you're not going to go back to wearing a pair of jeans that's 100% cotton.
How do you find out what the next fashion trend is? Are you going to fashion shows? How do you find out?
Absolutely. We go to probably like 10 different trade shows throughout the country in a typical year. Vegas. There's two big shows out there. In Los Angeles, there's shows. There's actually a great men's show here in Chicago that has the latest and greatest men's jeans that we go to. So we're frequently flying around looking for new fashion trends and trying to see what's going to become popular.
I know we've all been in our houses for the last month or month and a half. I mean, what is the new trend for this summer? What are we going to see?
Again, men is stretchy, anything stretchy. Women's, people still like their skinny jeans, but we're seeing a lot of interest in straight legs. So they do still hug your thigh a little bit, but at the ankle is just not so tight at the ankle. So more of a cropped straight leg for women is very popular, and we do have a lot of them sitting here in our stores just waiting for us to reopen.
Why did it take so long for the stretchy collar on a dress shirt for males? They finally came out with that a few years ago, and the shirts are now stretching, the dress shirts.
Again, there's a company called Mizzen and Main that came out. They were one of the first companies that came out with that stretch men's dress shirts. And now there's probably like 10 to 15 different companies doing the stretch. And it's just, again, anything with stretch in it is going to be more comfortable than non-stretch.
Right. We're talking with David Shellis. He's the owner of Denim Lounge in Roscoe Village in Southport. And by the way, the Southport corridor, I mean, that's, you know, you want to talk about small businesses. That's having a rough time. We had Doug Dunlay on the show, who owns Tuco and Blondie. He owns Crosby Kitchen. He owns three restaurants in that area. Yeah. I know Ryan O'Donnell and Billy Lawless from Coda the Volpe. I mean, they're having a tough time.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are. I mean, they could still do curbside and delivery. Us retailers that specialize in clothing, and for us that don't have a shopping cart on our website, we're really hurting. So we came up with this great idea that we're starting next week, and I think it's a great way to support my small business in particular, and also to support those frontline nurses, firemen, policemen, those people that really aren't thinking fashion right now.
Yep.
But we want to do something to support them.
You know what? I love this, and I'm so glad you reached out because, yeah, you're right. I mean, we want to do something to help those first responders. So go ahead and tell everybody what you're doing.
Okay, so for next week, for all jeans that we sell, we will gift totally free a first responder, a doctor or nurse, or anybody that you know of, a free pair of jeans, totally free. We'll send it to them UPS free. You buy one, we'll gift one for free.
So if I buy a pair of jeans and I say, well, my cousin is a nurse over at Northwestern, you'll send it to my cousin?
I will send a UPS. All I need is her name and address, and we will send her a totally free pair of jeans, something that she can look forward to wearing hopefully soon.
God, that's great. And how do people get involved since they can't order online? Do you go live on Facebook and that's how you do it, or how do they do it?
Well, we're going to do FaceTime appointments, so it's going to be one-on-one.
Okay.
Kind of translate what we do usually in the store with our customers, but we're going to do it on FaceTime.
And how are you doing? I mean, are you, as a business owner, number one, you have to keep yourself safe, your family safe, but, I mean, the anxiety, too. That's what is really hurting a lot of people right now.
I'm trying to keep my normal hours as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Want to get out of the house. Want to get so when I get home, the wife and I are kind of like in the same habits as we're always in.
Right.
So I'm trying to get away to the store, and again, we're trying to get in touch with our customers and show them product, and we are selling. So we have great support in the community, and we are selling gift cards and product via Instagram and Facebook, too.
Well, that's the key, too. If you want to support these small businesses, and we've said this, buy the gift cards that you can use in the future because you're giving them money, and you do have a gift certificate that you can use in the future, especially with restaurants and businesses like yours.
Yeah, so we do actually sell gift cards on our website, and that is thedenimlounge.com. And for anybody that's interested in a pair of jeans next week and gifting a free pair of jeans, the best way to get in touch with us is calling us here at the store. I'm going to give that number. It's 773-935-2820. And we will be here Monday through Friday from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And just give us a ring, and then we will hop on our cell phone, and we will FaceTime you.
God, I love that. David, always rooting for you. TheDenimLounge.com is the website, or 773-935-2820.
Thanks, Pete. Great talking to you.
Stay safe, brother, okay?
Okay, you too. See you soon.
Take care. I mean, how great is that? So if you buy a pair of jeans, you can send, they'll send a free pair to a first responder somewhere. What a great idea. I love that. Just awesome. Again, thedenimlounge.com is the website, 773-935-2820.